You're listening to the Ad Infinitum podcast, the chronicles of the Infinity Group. Today's host is Ken Viriges, Group CEO.
All right, so a big welcome to the EchoCast studio. This is the first podcast that we're doing from this particular venue. We're exceptionally excited about it. Our first guest we have here today is a gentleman by the name of Craig Stocker. He's an incredible guru with regard to art deco and the understanding of how to generate exceptional environments and make ordinary places beautiful and exceptional. We also have with us over here one Peter Groenewald. He's colorblind, unfortunately, but he also has experienced the joy of what Craig has done in our environment, our offices. And even being having that disposition, he's enjoyed it. He loves it tremendously. And then we also have Kevin Kirby over here. Unfortunately, Kevin Kirby hasn't managed to understand to take down the speaker system. He's a bit slow when it comes to that. But never mind, hopefully he'll join us one of these days and we'll get him into. He's managed to get his headphones on, but that's about where it stops. So having said that, let's now go move on to our friend and our colleague, if I can call him that, Mr. Craig Stocker. Craig, tell us how you managed to get into this business of design.
Well, Ken, it's an extension of a lifelong hobby, and I'm not qualified and never studied design, but have always had a passion for it. And I think you either when you do design, you either have it or you don't. It's about taste. It's about visualization. It's about conceptualization. So when I walk into a space like the chill out area that we did there, initially it's quite daunting, but very quickly the picture just unfolds for me, and then it's just a matter of trying to find the right pieces and the right genre of decorating so that you can create the vibe that you want. Your offices have a lot of vibe and a lot of energy, so you feed off that energy, and I think, yeah, it drives you to be able to create the environment that is wanted in that space.
Craig, could I just ask a quick question? And out of 10, how would you rate Ken and Mars' decorating ability?
Well,
bearing in mind that you haven't been paid yet.
I think that's a good fact. The point that you just raised is very important, Kev, that he hasn't been paid. Yeah.
Yeah, well,
I'll pay you, Craig. Be honest.
I would say, no, you've got good ideas, and it's just you've got to concentrate on the chairs.
Exactly.
The issue is not always about comfort. It's about look more than comfort. So what has to marry the two? Ergonomics are very important,
yes,
but so is visual.
So the lady that you'd marry, is it about look or comfort? What are we talking?
Are we
moving off topic? All right. So if I could bring us back onto topic a little bit, yeah. So the reality is that visualization and conceptualization that you mentioned a bit earlier, so many people will walk into a space and have no clue what to do with that environment. It'd be an empty space or an empty house, and they just don't understand what can be done. Is it something that can be taught, or do you just naturally have this inherent inside you?
I think one can learn perspective, one can learn proportion, and one studies those elements of design. But I think fundamentally, like an artist, there's an inherent ability to do that. Don't ask me to sit with a spreadsheet and analyze a spreadsheet with figures and numbers. That doesn't work for me. So my inherent ability is to just create things, and I see them in my head. So yeah, it can be learned, but I believe it comes from within.
Are you a more artistic kind of character, personality?
I would say I'm a bit of both. I have spent most of my working career in business consulting, so I haven't been doing this for my whole. I've been doing it as a hobby, but I suppose I am creative. I'm creative with with concepts. I'm creative with marketing kinds of things. So the creativity does come across, but this is a specific talent which I have, which is just to be able to see a finished product and to create that comfortable environment.
And I must say, Craig, one other thing is that you have the ability not only to create the environment, but to do it economically. I think, and that's one of the biggest factors, because it's easy enough, I suppose. Well, not really easy enough. I suppose it's difficult to do it anyway. But if you go into any particular art studio and buy fortunes of exceptional artwork, you can go and put that up all over and people may think it's amazing. But the truth of it is that you also have to understand what budgets are about and make it happen within those realms. And I think you've done an exceptional job in that regard.
Well, yeah, you know, I was in a quandary because the kind of look that you wanted, the stuff's not really very much available because it's not stuff, you know, that you can buy off the floor, retail floor. So I did go and explore, and there were a number of pieces I found, but they were just way too expensive. Mm. So I had to scale back and find the look within the budget, and it can be done. You just got to shop hard, and you've got to negotiate, and you've got to find the right pieces, and it's about pulling them together that what makes the overall effect. So if you took, for example, two of those plastic chairs that are in there, you would probably say, well, what are you doing with these garden chairs? And there are garden chairs, but they work in the concept, and they were cheaper than anything else that I could find. So yeah, it is an important factor, and one always has to be mindful of the budget. You can't just ignore budgets, because it's an important thing, especially when you're doing corporate work, in my opinion.
And we also found, too, in our offices, obviously you did our initial look and feel, and then we've expanded our offices by taking new environments, new areas. We've managed to convince some of our neighbors and in our office block to move out and we take their space. So it was fortunate we had the ability to do that.
But what softly put.
Yeah. Well, we don't want to talk about the strong arm tactics that we use. But what is amazing was how you then took that new area, the new space, and blended it into what you had done initially and made it as if this was all done at the same time.
Well, again, you know, it's a pull through of the look and feel that you wanted and you started to create in the first phase that we did. And yeah, fortunately there we had more to work with because you did have furniture. Some of it had to go, and the bean bags have been pushed further and further back in the building, but I think the time they've got to go.
That was Kevin's concept.
So
that's so rude.
Yeah, you know, I think, yeah, it was just a continuation of what we did, and the chill out area is probably, if you look at it, is different to the front area, but that's also fine because this is kind of tucked away, and it's more for the guys at the back and the guys internally. That's what I'm seeing, whereas the front is more kind of front end guest type area. So yeah, it. You've just got to make it work, and you can create different feels in the same space as long as you pull a thread through in terms of, like, we've used the primary colors throughout. So yeah, it wasn't that difficult to do that.
Well, we were hell of a lucky that you did come through, because we had left it up to Kevin initially, and it was so bad. You put in the green. I mean, I don't know how you managed to put that.
Okay, guys, I'm out of here. I can't take abuse like this.
So fortunately, you came through and fixed up all that stuff. Otherwise, we would have chased clients away, guaranteed.
Well,
that was your opportunity to disagree with him, Craig.
Yeah, well, I was just about to say, I'm not sure that you would have chased clients away. But you see, I mean, even if you look at that green carpet, the way you had it just was not working. But then to incorporate it and make it work as part of the theme,
that was the challenge.
That was the challenge. Yeah. But it works. Now it's a cool space with the little putt-putt area, and yeah, it works.
No, very cool.
So, Craig, just another question. In your line of business, you obviously deal with, you've got a corporate side, and I think corporate is paying a lot more attention to what their offices look like and But then you also got obviously the residential side of the business. I'm not sure how much work you do there with very wealthy ladies and very big houses. My question is it easier to deal with them regarding the interior decorator or guys like Ken and Kevin?
Far easier to deal with guys like Ken and Kevin.
There you go, Peter. There you go.
It wasn't expected.
He probably just wanted to say Kevin, but he had to throw Ken into the ring.
Can I tell you that with no disrespect or trying to get brownie points, sometimes it's very stressful doing domestic work, because you end up being caught between the wife who wants the place to look drop-dead gorgeous and the husband who's got the checkbook, and he puts the brakes on how much gets spent. So you spend a lot of time to-ing and fro-ing between, you know, the purchaser and the spender, and it becomes you can actually create quite bad vibes within that situation. Needless to say, I do a lot of that work, and yeah, you've just got to manage it like any. You know, you've got difficult clients. Not all your clients are the same, and it's very much the same thing.
What happened?
No, it's a computer ding. Don't worry about it.
Okay. So Craig, you're based in Cape Town.
I am.
And you don't come up to Johannesburg too often, but I would imagine that from this perspective and your type of business in this area, this is where most of the business happens, in Gauteng. So do you have a plan to start to drive the focus and come up here more regularly? Or are you going to base it on basically client feedback or client asking around what the ability for you to come up?
Yeah, Ken, you know, it's something which evolves, but I'm not specifically focusing on one area. For me, it's a simple thing to get on a plane and get up here. What is a bit of a challenge, though, is if you come up and you've got to do a whole concept and you've got to do it in a short space of time like I did, mm-hmm. is that you're quite limited to what you can get, because mostly when we work on bigger jobs, we would order stuff and have stuff custom made,
yes.
Which this you can't, because you're now buying on the fly and you have to take what the retailers have got. But having said that, there's a big move to, you know, decorate and beautify spaces in Cape Town, and Cape Town's always been quite a niche area for interiors. But Cape Town is limited in terms of money, in terms of budgets, and especially corporates. So yeah, makes sense to go wherever I can, and that's my plan. Yeah.
And where can clients get hold of you? Have you got a Twitter handle, LinkedIn? Where can we get hold of you?
I'm busy working on a whole plan of interfaces and exposure. I haven't done much. I'm busy putting together a website and putting together stuff. So yeah, a little bit slow on that side, but certainly moving forward. Getting myself out there and more exposure.
Otherwise, you must give out the telephone number. Our listeners will be very, obviously, very excited to get all of you.
Absolutely.
Email address. Something.
It's actually Storm Projects.
It's Storm Projects, and my email address is craig@stormprojects.co.za, and my cell is 083-447-6968.
Ah, it's ringing. It's ringing already.
Okay. It's coming through. Yeah.
That was good. Well,
your lips to God's ears.
You didn't realize we were streaming this as well. Did you?
Straight up.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Well, thank you very much. As I say, our first podcast in this room. So it's quite a, we almost broke the champagne bottle over here. We should do it over someone's head.
No drinking food allowed in here.
Yes, that's right. Okay, so we'll break the champagne bottle outside. But thank you very much, Craig, for coming through and doing that first podcast with us. We appreciate it.
I'm honored.
You just christened our studio, so thank you for that.
And I bet you're pleased you're sitting in that comfy chair as opposed to that plastic rubbish you were talking about.
I'm actually sitting on the edge of my seat because this is like a bit daunting. But I'm honored to be able to do this. This was very unexpected. So it's been fun, as it always is when I'm with you guys. Yeah.
Excellent. Thanks very much. And it's Craig Stocker from Storm Projects. So if you want to get hold of him, you had all got all the detail. And thank you very much, Craig, for coming through and just chatting with us and giving us a heads up. And most importantly, for making our offices legendary.
Great stuff.
Thank you. Thanks, man. It's been fun.